Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's restaurant. Hey, last night, actually, I did something interesting. I did takeout from Daniela's restaurant, and I brought it up to my office, and we converted our conference room into a little private dining room. And it was actually worked out pretty well. We had some friends that wanted to go out for dinner with us, but they had not yet really gone out to a restaurant before, but they were looking forward to going to Daniela's. So we decided to get takeout, brought it right upstairs, so it was really nice and hot. As soon as it came out of the ovens downstairs, we just brought it upstairs and set up a dining room upstairs and overlooked the very busy parking lot at the North Shore Mall. For those of you folks that say no one's going out, I'm telling you folks, a lot of people are going out these days because that mall last night was packed. It looked like the mall that I'm used to during the Christmas season, and that's it. Just a few more shopping days until Christmas, folks. Hopefully, you've done most of your purchasing through Amazon or through other online retailers, but we do have plenty of local retail shops right here in our own North Shore community, and I hope you're spending some money there. I know a couple weeks ago, we had Alan Gibley from Gibley's Menswear on the line. I know his business is picking up, as is a lot of other businesses, because maybe it's because a lot of folks are realizing, oh my goodness, I haven't done my Christmas shopping yet, and I have to get out and I don't know whether the presents will arrive in time. And that has been a challenge. I don't know if you have purchased any items that you might have seen on Facebook, for instance. There's plenty of ads, as you well know, plenty of ads on Facebook. And I made the mistake back middle of November. I bought this game for my boys that I thought would arrive in time for Hanukkah, which started December 10th. And the package still hasn't arrived yet, though it said it shipped somewhere around December 2nd. So I keep writing to this company, which I can't find them. Some makeshift company, perhaps out in China somewhere. It must be in China because the guy signed his name in Chinese with a lot of Chinese characters at the bottom of them. And it said, it's coming soon. That's all he could tell me, that what I purchased was coming soon. So I don't know whether soon is 2022 or soon is before Christmas. We will soon see. And so we hold our breath. But, you know, remember, when something looks too good to be true, it probably is. So that is what I call financial advice in a language you can understand. You know, being able to walk into a store or even picking it up curbside or whatever you might do, a lot of our local retailers are very appreciative of your business. I would also encourage you, our restaurants are really struggling, especially now that the tents have been brought in and people have to rely back on indoor dining again. If you can, go buy gift cards. Go buy gift cards because, folks, the restaurants will be back and we want these restaurants to survive. We want them to stay in business. Go buy some gift cards and support our local businesses. Get takeout from them. Do what you can. Do what you can because, look, the month of December. Think about this. This is the month of December, a few days before Christmas. What would you be doing these last few weeks? Perhaps you're going to holiday parties from work. Perhaps you're taking the family out for big dinners or you get these big gatherings and none of that stuff is going to happen this year. We have to be careful, of course. Yes, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. This vaccine is beginning to be administered, but we need to continue to wash our hands, wear our masks and watch our surroundings. And we have to continue to be diligent. And it's just a few more months away, folks. So let's be careful, but know that hotels and restaurants, December is, you know, December is their Christmas. It really is. This is their big month where they make a lot of money, and they're going to really, really struggle this month. And I keep my fingers crossed that that our Congress can come together with a stimulus package. It sounds like last night, at the last hour, around midnight last night, Congress, both Senate and Republicans, came to some form of a compromise, and it looks like a deal could be done before the midnight hour tonight, because you got to have a deal done before Monday, before everybody heads home for the Christmas holiday, before we don't want the government to shut down. And it looks like a couple provisions that are going to be in play. The three big ones are: every person who was eligible based upon income limits, and they haven't shared what that is, will likely get a check for $600, not $1,200 like we got back in March, but it looks like it will be around $600 that you'll be getting. It looks like there will be a $300 pandemic unemployment insurance benefit that will go along with your regular unemployment insurance, not $600 like it was before. It will be $300. And it looks like small businesses and others are going to get some form of relief. We just don't know what it's going to look like. I think all the provisions of that should be released later today. So keep your eyes on the news. Keep your eyes peeled for what the provisions will look like. There must have been some significant compromise on both sides of the aisle to get something done. But I mean, Congress knows that the American public needs this relief. And certainly so many different divisions or sectors of our market, of our economy, need help. And people, individuals who have been out of work, people that are struggling, they need help, and we need to provide it to them. It's what we do in America. It always amazes me. It seems like we're quick to come to an agreement to help others outside of this country, but when it comes to helping those within our own country, we have to bicker about it. It just seems like we need to be taking care of these people first, and I just hope this deal can get done. The other thing that frustrates me with the way Congress operates, and perhaps frustrates you too, is that this deal could have been done months and months and months ago. But for whatever reason, just like ourselves, Congress likes to procrastinate. And while they're procrastinating, they want to point fingers at everybody else. This deal could have been done, but now with a deadline, now with all of a sudden the last minute time when you have to make a decision is approaching, now the deal gets done. Folks, unfortunately, I think the same thing is going to happen with Social Security. You're going to continue to hear in the next months that follow, once President Biden is inaugurated and we move into the 2021 season, you're going to start to hear about how Social Security supposedly is running out of money and how we need to fix Social Security. And you'll probably hear this for the next 2 or 3 years. But until it really is the fact that Social Security is running out of money, nothing's going to get done, because politicians don't want that to be their swan song of killing Social Security, adjusting Social Security, making Social Security better, whatever it is. They don't want that to be their swan song because they want to be reelected. They want to be reelected. If they decided to cut back on Social Security, who is their largest voter base? The largest voter base right now for most politicians is the senior community. And the seniors certainly don't want Social Security taken away from them. I shouldn't say Social Security. Please don't take what I said as Social Security is going away. It is not. Social Security will continue to be paid to you. Certainly, if you are, let's say, 55 plus right now, I think you should feel very, very comfortable that Social Security will continue to get paid to you no matter what types of adjustments or provisions Social Security, the Congress makes with regards to Social Security in the years to follow. And like I said, it's going to be a lot of talk for a long time before they actually make a decision. But for those of us that are younger, well, I guess I'm 55, so I guess I'm probably all set. But my daughter, for instance, who's 24 years old, Social Security is going to look different. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to get a check from Social Security. My guess is what it means is you might get it at a later point in time. There may be ways in which we pay for Social Security. For instance, perhaps you knew this, but perhaps you didn't. Everybody, when my kids get their first part-time job and they're making whatever it is, $12.75 an hour, because I think that's what the minimum wage is. Oh, and by the way, minimum wage goes up to $13.50 on January 1st here in Massachusetts. But minimum wage right now at $12.75. The kids get their first paycheck and they look at the check and they figured, well, I worked 10 hours, so I must get $125 and $27.50. And they realize, oh my goodness, I didn't get $127.50. There's this thing called FICA that got pulled out of my paycheck, and I don't recall signing up for FICA. Well, yeah, everybody who gets paid, as you well know, has to pay Social Security tax. That's what that FICA number is. Some of it goes to your cost of Social Security payment, and another is for Medicare. But what many people don't realize is that once you reach a certain earnings level, and I think that number is around $140,000 this year. I don't have the number in front of me. You stop having the Social Security, that 7.5, that 6.25, or whatever that number is, removed from your paycheck. So once you hit about $140,000, the Social Security money isn't coming out of your paycheck anymore. They don't take it. So you could be making $1 million a year, but you stopped paying into Social Security when you stopped collecting up to $140,000. Now, understand this. Anybody that has earned consistently around $140,000 or more, I don't care if you've earned $140 million, assuming you've paid into the system a certain number of years, and I'm not going to go through all the rules, but all of those people collecting Social Security, from those that made $140,000 to $1 million, $10 million, you're all getting the same Social Security check. So think about this. If you made under $140,000, your Social Security check is based upon what you paid into the system, what your earnings are. But once you hit that $140,000 level and get further on it, you're all getting the same Social Security check. So one of the easy ways to fix Social Security is to say, why not keep taking Social Security out of people's paychecks for as long as they work, but cap what they can make based upon $140,000 or whatever that maximum Social Security earnings level is. That might solve the problem right there. Or perhaps you say, okay, we'll take a break from $140,000 to $400,000. That's $400,000, and that seems to be this magic number that I'm going to get into in a little bit about people have been saying, well, you know, if Biden gets into office, the only people that are going to have an increase in their taxes are those making over $400,000. Well, that's a lie. So I'm going to explain that to you in a minute. But maybe we do from Social Security, we say, okay, we don't take any more FICA tax, any more Social Security tax out of anybody's paycheck from the time that they're making $140,000 to $400,000. And then after $400,000, then we begin to take more money out of their paycheck. Not a bad idea. Perhaps that's something that works. I don't know. There's a lot of ideas that are out there, lots of things to think about. Perhaps we don't start taking Social Security until 75 now. Oh, God, Mark, did you just say 75? Yeah, you know. I don't know about you, but when Social Security was created back in 1935, part of the Big New Deal, average life expectancy was 65 years old. Yep, 65 years old. So the expectation of who was going to collect Social Security was pretty small. In fact, there were 40 people paying into Social Security like you and I are with our paycheck versus one person taking money out for the benefit of Social Security. That's going to work pretty well. That math works really well. If 40 people are paying into the system and only one person is taking money out of the system, that's going to work pretty well. The problem is right now, we're at 3 people paying in for every one person taking out. In the next couple of years, it's going to go to 2 people taking money out versus one person. I mean, 2 people paying in versus one person taking it out. So we need to fix this. We need to fix the problem, but we're not going to put our seniors on the street with no Social Security. Their Social Security is secure and ready to go. You're going to be fine. But we do need to make some adjustments, thoughtful adjustments that make sense for this country. That's what we talk about here on this radio show. Each and every Sunday, I'm here from 8 to 9 a.m. providing you with what I call financial advice in a language you can understand. I don't get into the details and the specifics and the tax law and all that kind of stuff. I want to try to take what you hear and try to make sense of it. That's really what this is all about. And every Sunday, I'm reaching out to my clients and to you through our newsletter that we put out. It's called Planning Pointers. Planning Pointers comes out every Friday, lands in your inbox. You get it by going to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, 2 E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page and put in your name and your email address, and you'll get the newsletter. It provides financial advice in a language you can understand. 3 little stories that give you some tidbits of information. It'll also share some information about our firm if you'd ever like to work with us, of course, as well. But when we get back, I want to answer some questions that readers and subscribers to the newsletter have sent to me. And I want to share them with you. And hey, if you're listening right now, I happen to be live in the studio today. So if you're driving around in your car, hopefully you're doing it hands-free. Or if you're at home, pick up the phone. Give us a call, 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-1049. And we'll get your questions answered right here on the radio. But we're going to take a quick break. When we're back, more questions, more financial advice in a language you can understand. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 1049.
At the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get...
Ever wonder why the Italians are so happy? You know, it's the food. Hi, Nick Yebba here, the owner of Teresa's Italian Eatery. I decided to create a place where you feel like part of that big Italian family. Dining over stories, great food, and lots of fine wine. Come to Teresa's Italian Eatery at 149 South Main Street, Route 114 in Middleton. Available for dine-in, takeout, and catering. Teresa's Italian Eatery, dine like one big Italian family.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Massachusetts Army National Guard. Aired by the Massachusetts Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's Paul from Gentilly Brewing reminding you to shop local this month. Tis the season of giving, so the heck with everyone else. Gift yourself a bottle of our Christmas ale, now available. Place an order for pickup on our website, or just walk into the brewery at 59 Park Street in Beverly. You can also buy all of our year-round beer and many different seasonal beers in cans, plus a rotating selection of beer for growler fills. The brewery is open for to-go beer only, Thursdays and Fridays, 4 to 8 p.m., and Saturdays, noon to 4 p.m. For more info or to place your order, please visit Gentilly, G-E-N-T-I-L-E, brewing.com.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Each week, I try to provide listeners with financial advice in a language you can understand. And much of my advice comes from real-life situations that happens in my office, Friedman Financial, each and every day. You see, at Friedman Financial, we help individuals and families create smart strategies for spending money in retirement. Our approach is committed to placing your interests first. And best of all, Friedman Financial is independent, and we're a fee-based financial planning and investment management firm. We're absolutely committed to helping you get your financial house in order. When you're ready to get serious about your financial planning needs, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or on the web at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
It's not about the money.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 1049. My name is Mark Friedman, president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, where we've been providing financial planning and investment management advice to individuals and families all across the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and the southern New Hampshire area since 1968. I am live in studio today. It will be my last visit live in studio for this year. We're going to take a couple weeks off. We're going to do some best of shows, and then after the first, I will be back doing more shows for you. So we're looking forward to that. Hope you've all made the best you can out of this very, very challenging year. 2021 certainly looks to hold some promise. We have a lot of optimism ahead of us. We've had some tragedy and some terrible, extraordinarily difficult times here this year, and let's only hope for something better to come. But you know what? There are still lights, there are still bright lights for us to find within this past year. Some of us made the very best of what we could, and I thank everybody for doing their very best, to finding something different that they needed to do to improve themselves, to get themselves ready. And one of the things that I've seen in my own business is, I don't know about you, but more and more people this year began to realize that the their personal financial situation and their need to prepare for their own financial future clearly came into light and said, I need to get my financial house in order. Our business at Friedman Financial, we thrived this year, and I'm almost embarrassed how busy we were this year, with many people reaching out to us and asking for help, and people that also, those that had stayed invested have seen such, frankly, great returns on their investments, despite some of the tragedies and challenges that we've seen this year. There are businesses that are absolutely struggling, and it looks like, according to the news that I read this morning, around midnight last night, it looks like the Senate and the House have come to some compromised deal where perhaps they could announce a successful stimulus package towards the end of the day today. I'm keeping my fingers crossed, because there are a lot of people that really, really need this help. But if now's the time for you to get serious about your financial planning, if you're thinking to yourself, you know what, my New Year's resolution for next year is to say, I'm going to get my financial house in order. I'm going to get myself in a place where I'm going to feel more confident about my financial future. I hope you'll give us a call. Now, remember, Friedman Financial is not one of these shops that gets people out of debt, that deals with folks who are struggling financially. There are a lot of organizations that do that, and they do that well. Our organization at Friedman Financial is really focused on working with folks who are basically trying to juggle a lot of balls in the air. And they say, you know what, I thought I tried to get my house in order. I thought I tried to do what's best for the family, and I end up finding myself now with an investment account over here and a misunderstanding about how my paycheck works. I'm not sure whether they have the right insurance. Do I have an IRA here? I got a 401k here. I left an old retirement plan somewhere else. And they really need someone to take all the balls that you're trying to juggle in the air and try to make sense of it, try to crystallize it, try to give them a sense to say, I'm doing okay. And we'll try to talk about those issues today on the radio. But one of the things that comes up is taxes. Taxes is one of those things that a lot of people don't understand. There's a lot of misunderstanding that's out there. In fact, I had a conversation with my son over the weekend, and Corey is taking a personal finance class at school, and he said, Dad, he says, our teacher asked us this question, and I don't agree with him, and maybe I'm just not explaining back to him the right way of way I understand it, but perhaps you could help me. And so the teacher was talking about tax rates, and he was saying that, you know, there are certain tax rates that we have in place right now. Those tax rates have changed since Donald Trump came into office. Those tax rates, many of them came down, actually. But he talked about the tax rate, the 12% tax rate and the 22% tax rate. So let me explain something to you. So he said to the kids, if you were making 30, this was the example. He says, let's assume you're an individual. You're a 20-year-old kid who's making $38,000 a year. And your boss comes to you and he says, I'd like to offer you a bonus and an increase in pay. So instead of getting $38,000 a year, you're going to get $40,500 a year. And the teacher says to the kids, should this employee take the increase in pay? And of course, every kid in the class says, well, yeah, of course. And I said to Corey, yeah, of course. And the teacher said to the kids, no, it's not a good deal. And this is where the misinformation about taxes come into play. You see, for those, if you look at the tax schedule that's out there right now, for those people making under $40,125, your tax rate is at 12%. But if you make over $40,125, the tax rate goes to 22%. And so the teacher said, it's not a good deal to take more money. And I said to Corey, your teacher doesn't understand tax rates. You see, we have a progressive tax system in America. Many people will say, well, I'm making $100,000, which means I must be in the 24% tax bracket or it used to be the 28% tax bracket if I was making something. Well, understand something. Our progressive tax system says this, and I'm just going to read this to you. This is, I'm looking here at the tax brackets from the IRS right now. Let's assume you are single. Let's assume you're single. The first $9,875 that you earn in a given year is subject to a tax rate of 10%. Then the next amount from $9,875 to $40,125, that is taxed at 12%. Now, we don't go back to this to zero. The first $9,875 is taxed at 10%. The next is taxed at 12%. And thus, then if you're making from $40,125 to $85,000, that amount is taxed at 22%. So in reality, the example that my son Corey was presented said to this person that was making $38,000, the first, call it $10,000 that they made was subject to 10% tax rate. The next $28,000 would be subject to 12%. And if he got that bonus, that $3,000, $4,000 extra money that they were going to give, only that amount would be subject to 22%. Not all of it going back to zero. And that's what people don't understand. And there's more that you don't understand. Because just because you're made, let's say, for instance, let's say you made $100,000. And let's say we figure out that the total tax rate on $100,000 is, and I'm going to grab a number here. I'm going to make this up. 20%. 20% on $100,000 is your tax rate. Well, you don't pay 20% on that $100,000. You know why? Because the government gives you the opportunity to take deductions against your income. And so your tax rate is based upon what's called your taxable income, not on what you get paid. So let's say, for instance, you got paid. Well, the first example I just gave you said you got paid $100,000 and the tax rate was 20%. All right, so you're thinking $20,000 of the $100,000, that's going to taxes. Now let me walk you through the process. And remember, this is just generic. This is very general. We have to look at it specifically for your situation. And by the way, you can go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com, go to resources, and there's a calculator there. You can figure this out yourself. Let's say you're making $100,000. So now let's also say you're putting 10% of your pay into the 401k plan. Well, we all know that when you put money into a 401k, that goes on a pre-tax basis. So 10% of $100,000, that brings you down to $90,000, right? $90,000, that's easy. And then let's say you have no other income but your household, but the $90,000 you were collecting. Nothing else, nothing from interest or dividends or extra money, anything like that. Well, did you know that as a single individual, if you're making $90,000, the government will give you an automatic standard deduction of $12,400. $12,400. So you take $90,000, subtract $12,400 from it, and that gives you, I think it's $77,600. And so now you look at the $77,600 and you say, that's what I'm paying tax on, not $100,000. And even if it still was 20%, and it's not, but even if it was 20%, 20% on $77,000 is something like, I don't know, $14,000, $15,000. That's a heck of a lot less than $20,000. Folks, we need to understand tax rates. It's really not that complicated, and I don't mean to make it sound complicated here on the radio, but I would encourage you to go to my website if you want to try to put in your own numbers. Go to the tax estimator that I have on my website, friedmanfinancial.com. You go to resources, and then you go down to the 1040 tax calculator. You can actually put in your own tax return right there, free, into the system, and you'll see what the numbers look like, and you'll see that it all works out, matches itself up. These are the types of resources that we try to provide to our listeners, but I also make available, of course, to our clients as well. We want you to make smart decisions as it comes to financial planning. Taxes are an important thing to talk about. We need to explore what taxes you're really paying. And so one of the things that I continue to hear from listeners, people that have written in, is they said, Mark, I heard my tax rates are going to go up because I'm making over $400,000 a year. Well, hold on. First of all, one of the things that Joe Biden had said was if he was elected, he would look to raise taxes on people making over $400,000. Well, he just can't arbitrarily raise tax rates to start. tax rates have to get discussed in through the House of Representatives, through the Congress, through the Senate. And so one of the things that we're looking for right now is the big election, January 5th in Georgia. There are two candidates, two incumbent candidates that are rerunning for the Senate seat. If those two candidates win as Republicans, that will keep the Senate in the hands of the Republican Party, and the House will remain in the hands of the Democratic Party. Now, many people will look at this as a very positive thing. In fact, the stock market looks at this as a very favorable thing, because what it says is that as much as Joe Biden wants to get a lot of these policy issues pushed through, tax issues pushed through, he's going to have a very difficult time doing it because he won't have what's called a blue wave. He won't have the Democrats in all three sections of legislation. And by having this opportunity to argue and debate and look at the different scenarios, likelihood is we're not going to see much in the way of tax policy changes in the year to come. So for those of you that are worried about tax rates going up for those over 400,000, probably not going to happen. But for those of you that thought to themselves, well, why not? Let's tax these people that are making over $400,000, because Joe Biden said the taxes for everybody else isn't going to change. Well, that's what you didn't hear. This is all part of the spin. This is all part of the story. See, when politicians speak, certainly when they're reading off of a teleprompter, they're very particular with their words. They're words that can be spun a certain way. So when Joe Biden said, for those that are making over 400,000, I want to see your tax rates go up. And for those under $400,000, I don't want to see your tax rates to go up at all. He was not lying, because the tax rates can change, but the tax benefit, the tax you pay, will change for a lot of people. You see, one of the things that happened with the Trump tax plan was he helped many people who were itemizing their taxes. He helped them by not having to do that anymore. He gave you what's called a larger standard deduction. And so many of you had thought, well, I used to write off my mortgage interest and my state income tax and my property tax, and you used to add up all of those items and take those as a deduction. But for most people, maybe not many people here in Massachusetts, but most people in America, that number was well under $24,000. And so remember all those pieces of paper that you'd have to save, all your charitable contributions, all those things, so you could add up all of your itemization, all of your itemized numbers? Donald Trump said, you know what? Don't worry about it. You don't have to save that stuff anymore. I'm just going to give you $24,000, because that was a larger deduction than what most people in America were taking. Well, by having a larger tax deduction, you pay less taxes. But under the Joe Biden plan, if he wanted to move forward, he would reverse all of the Trump tax adjustments. That says to the $24,000 that you were getting as a standard deduction this year, see you later. Now you can only itemize your deductions. And if your itemized deductions were only $14,000 or $16,000, that's the only deduction you're going to get. And if you can only deduct $16,000 rather than $24,000, guess what, folks? You're paying more taxes. Now, did your tax rate go up? No. But are you paying more taxes? Yes. So understand, when you hear sound bites, when you hear rhetoric that comes from any politician, it has been selectively crafted. Well, not for Donald Trump, because he just used to just totally go off script. But for most politicians, they're reading very, very carefully crafted words, and they're hoping that you interpret it in the way they want you to, and the public generally has when it's come to taxes. Taxes is something that you really have to look at on a very, very individualized basis. It's real important. It really, really is. And that's something that we do as financial planners at Friedman Financial. No, I don't do tax returns. I mean, but I understand taxes pretty well. And when we work with our clients, we're looking at the whole picture. We're looking at your investment portfolio. Of course we are. But we're also looking at the taxes that are withheld from your pay stub, how you're saving money, where that money is going, how you're protecting your family. What kind of insurance do you have? What type of estate planning work have you done? Do you have a will? Do you have a trust? Do you have a healthcare proxy? Do you have a power of attorney? Do you have the right coverage for homeowners and automobile insurance? Do you have the right asset allocation? Are you saving enough money? How are you positioned? It's all the big picture stuff. If now's the time for you to get serious about your financial planning, I hope you'll reach out to us. Now, we're not taking appointments this year. We're going to wait until January 1st now to take on new appointments because we got a lot of stuff going on for the end of the year. But if you'd like to queue yourself up to get some information in advance so we can start working with you after the first of the year, give our office a call. 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or go to our website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Put in your name, your email address. You can find out all the information you might want about the firm, and we'll get it off to you. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we're back, I got more answers to more questions from clients, and we're going to head on out with a little Christmas music for you. Tis the season. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Ever wonder why the Italians are so happy? You know, it's the food. Hi, Nick Yebba here, the owner of Teresa's Italian Eatery. I decided to create a place where you feel like part of that big Italian family. Dining over stories, great food, and lots of fine wine. Come to Teresa's Italian Eatery at 149 South Main Street, Route 114 in Middleton. Available for dine-in, takeout, and catering. Teresa's Italian Eatery, dine like one big Italian family.
Folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Did you know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States? And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, you should see the Anderson Woodright replacement windows, which can add considerable value to any home. See the Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Planning for retirement and managing your investments has never been more difficult. Chances are you're trying, but worried you may make a misstep. Friedman Financial is all about getting your financial house in order and providing financial advice in a language you can understand. Their interactive software and in-person conversations will help you determine if you're on track. For more than 50 years, Friedman Financial has delivered independent advice. If now's the time to get serious about life and retirement, visit Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
And you tried to impress me with your blue extra large sweatshirt, and I tried to impress you too.
The song you're hearing is from my son, Noah Friedman. It's called Blue XL Sweatshirt. Just released his new single on Spotify. So proud of him. Noah is a student at University of Rochester, actually in the bioengineering program. And he also loves some music. And so he's very excited to release this new single. It is available on Spotify if you'd like to listen to it. It's called Blue XL Sweatshirt, sung by Noah Friedman. All right, welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Hope you're all doing well. Just a few more shopping days until Christmas. It is cold outside. It sure is. And we got quite a bit of snow this past week. I'm not a big fan of snow. I got to be very honest. Looks nice when it falls, but once it falls, I wish it would just go away. I'm more of a summer guy, spring guy. I like hanging out at my pool and doing that kind of stuff. When I see snow, I don't know why my feet immediately start to freeze, and all I can remember is snow getting crunched into my boots when I was a kid. You know, your parents, we don't send our kids outside to play in the snow anymore like we used to, but you know, you'd put your feet in those um,
those, whether it's a Wonder Bag or a Ziploc bag or some kind of a sandwich bag, and then you'd slide them into those rubber boots, and then you'd go out and play in the snow, and all the snow would kind of work its way into the edging of your boots and down into your feet, and your feet would freeze. And, you know, it was nice to play in the snow, I guess, back then when I was a kid, but nah, not for me anymore. I'm very happy in this nice, warm, cozy studio right here at across the street from the North Beverly train station, right here at North Shore 104.9. If you happen to be listening today and would like to call in with some questions, I'm happy to answer anything as it relates to your personal financial questions. Phone number here, 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-1049. And we are going to answer some questions while we're here on the radio today. I've got one that came from, well, it's an email I got. I'm not quite sure what this person's name is. The email, the start to the email is M-C-H-I-S. So McHiz or Mitchiz, I don't know. I don't know who it is. But he asks me this question. And he says, Mark, with the upcoming Biden presidency, should you convert a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA? Should you convert part or all of it? What would the taxes be on the conversion? And how would it affect you when filing your taxes? Well, in the last segment, if you were tuning into the last segment, I talked about how there's so many people that don't understand taxes. And it's unfortunate, but it's difficult to understand taxes as well. I mean, there's so many different provisions. The tax code is probably 90 feet long. But in this case, I want you to not use the Biden presidency as a reason for why you should or shouldn't convert your IRA to a Roth. What you should be doing is thinking to yourself, does converting to a Roth make sense? Because I assure you, the tax rates in the upcoming year are not going to change. And it's certainly not something that you need to worry about and convert now. But let's understand this. So an IRA that you have, let's say you have a $100,000 IRA, and you want to convert it to a Roth, because you know that when you take money out of a Roth, it comes out tax-free. But in order to get your IRA to a Roth, you have to pay taxes on the IRA before it goes to a Roth. So let's say you had a $100,000 IRA and you say, I want to convert it right now. So what happens is that $100,000 gets added to your income this year. So let's say you're already making $150,000. If you converted your IRA, you now have a $250,000 income level, and thus that pushes you into a higher tax bracket. So you have to pay tax on that. Now, where's the money going to come from to pay the tax? Now, if you have that money sitting in a bank account, that's wonderful. But if you have to take money out of your IRA to pay the tax, well, that doesn't make much sense, because you just reduced your IRA and moved it. So let's say you had the money. Let's say you had the $25,000, that you might owe on a $100,000 IRA, conversion. So now you move that $100,000 over to the Roth. The Roth gets invested and it grows tax-free forever. Don't worry about it. It grows tax-free. Wonderful. But you had to come up with $25,000. So in reality, you're starting your Roth IRA with $75,000. You got to make back the $25,000 first before you even broke even. So a lot of things. Roth IRA conversions work. IRA to a Roth IRA conversion works in certain circumstances. This is not a blanket statement saying you should do this. You have to look at when it makes sense. Maybe there's a year when you're not going to show much taxable income. That might be a great year to convert your IRA to a Roth. Maybe you want to do it in sections. There's a lot of different things that you can do. But I would tell you, I'm not going to give anybody specific advice to say whether you should do it or shouldn't do it. You got to know the whole situation. Talk with a financial professional. That's what I would tell you as advice. Now, I understand we are, like I told you, we are live in studio, 800-370-1049. Biff, I understand we have somebody on the line.
We have a couple of callers, Mark, this
really?
Morning. We have Bob from Lynn up front, and right after Bob from Lynn, we have Carol from Beverly. So let's go to Bob from Lynn. Bob, you there?
Bob, how are you this morning?
I've never been better, Mr. Friedman, with two D's. How are you?
Thank you. No, that's two E's, Mr. Bob.
Oh, two E's. I'm sorry.
That's okay. How are
I get
you, sir?
Confused during this pandemic.
Yeah. What's up?
My question to you is this. So yeah. With the proposed stimulus package that the leadership in, or lack thereof, in D.C. has proposed, should it go through, Yes. My understanding is, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that they have included a $300 extended payment for folks like me who are unemployed for no reason, you know, for no fault of their own.
Right.
My extended unemployment benefits are set to expire on December 26th. If this stimulus package goes through, will those benefits just be $300 moving forward, nothing moving forward, or will the extended benefits continue until they expire or until another stimulus package comes up?
Great question. And those are questions that are being asked by so many folks these days. Like I said, it sounds like Congress has come to a deal, but we will see more of the details about it later today or tomorrow. It's my understanding that the unemployment benefits will be extended, so you will get an extension beyond your December 26th, and you'll get a $300 check. And unlike the $600 check that you got earlier in the year, it'll be a $300 extension check that will be coming to you. That's my understanding.
Okay, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Have a great day, Bob. Bye-bye.
You too.
Also on the line, we've got another caller. If you are listening in and you'd like to call in and ask your questions, it's 803-701-0049. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. And Biff, who do we have on the call today?
And up next is Carol from Beverly.
All right, Carol, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. What can I do for you, Carol?
Well, I think Mark pretty much covered my question with the prior caller.
Well, great. I'm glad that I was able to answer your question. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be $300, not $600. But for those that are eligible, depending on your income, you may also get a one-time $600 check, not a $1,200 check like many people got earlier in the year. But, you know, like I said, my father's always told me, there's two things you never want to get see made, and that's laws and sausages. And so what we heard about today on the news coming forward, hearing that Congress has reached an agreement, or close to it, I'll wait until they sign it before it's official, and then we'll get into all the details.
Okay, so this is Mark I'm speaking with.
Yes, it is Mark. You are speaking to Mark, for sure.
Well,
Mark
Friedman. Happy belated Hanukkah.
Well, thank you so much. So nice for you to say that. And I want you a very happy week, a wonderful weekend, and thanks so much for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks a lot. Okay, bye-bye. All right. Well, that was our calls. Any other calls waiting on the line, Biff?
The lines are open.
The lines are open.
800-370-1049. Call.
All right. Yeah, we had back-to-back calls there for a minute.
I love it.
And I've got other questions that I received this week through our newsletter. We put out a newsletter every Friday. It's called Planning Pointers. Go to our website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page, put in your name, your email address, and you can type in a question. But we are taking questions on the air, but I also want to answer questions that people have sent in to us, because I give you the opportunity through our newsletter to send in questions that I'll answer on the radio. And so here's another one that I got this week from Pete. And Pete asks me, have you heard anything about the MRDs? I think he means the RMDs, the required minimum distributions in 2021. Just wondering if I will need to take one. I really liked not having to take one in 2020. All right, so let's be sure we understand what Pete's talking about. When you turn 72 years old, it's not 70 and a half anymore. When you turn 72 years old, the government says you are required to take a minimum distribution from your collective retirement accounts. And what that means is that when you add up all of your IRAs, your 401ks, hopefully by the time you got to be 72 and a half, you've kind of consolidated them all and put them all in one place. Some people have them scattered all over the place. But once you're retired, you put them all in one place in an IRA rollover account or something. And the government gets a report from the retirement account that you have that says the value of your account was, let's say, $500,000 on December 31st. And that number gets reported to the IRS, and they then go to a chart. And that chart tells us how much money you must take out of the IRA for your own use. Now, you can put it into another account if you want. You can give it away. You can spend it. They don't care what you do with the money. But what they want, the government finally wants to get paid taxes on some of the money that you haven't paid taxes on in a long while. So that number is generally around 3.75% the first year. So if you had a $100,000 IRA, you probably have to take $3,750. If you have a $500,000 IRA, maybe it's $15,000, $16,000 that you have to take. But, and by the way, in every year as you get older, from 72 to 73 to 74 to 75, it's a slight percentage higher that you have to take out. Maybe it goes to 3.85% or 3.95%. I'm rounding these numbers because we don't need to get into the details. But as you get older, let's say you're 90 years old, now you might have to take out 10% of the value. But there never comes a time when you have to take out 100% of the value as a minimum distribution. They just keep letting you take out a percentage of it. But what's interesting here is that in 2020, the year of COVID-19, the government said, because remember, the stock market fell so dramatically in March, and people's IRAs had dropped almost 30%. People said, how can we force people to take money out of an account that's already lost 30%? We can't do that. So the government decided to say, you know what? This year, we're going to waive the requirement for you to take a minimum distribution from your IRA. Now, should have they done that? They had the right to. In hindsight, now as we look at this past year, there was probably no need for it because the market has done so well and come back so much. But they said, you know what? We will give you a break. This year, you do not need to take it. But I assure you, in 2021, it's coming back. You're going to have to take your required minimum distribution in 2021. Now, many people have asked, well, how about the 2020 distribution that I didn't take? Do I need to take that one as well? And the answer is no. You are forgiven. You do not need to take your 2020 distribution. Now, other people have asked, Mark, what if I took my 2020 distribution? Can I pay it back this year? Well, you could have, but that ship has sailed already. So if you've taken it, keep it. Don't worry about it. 2021, though, you're going to have to take it. All right, we got to take a quick break. We got one more segment ahead of us. We're going to answer some more questions, talk more financial advice in a language you can understand, and we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello.
Ever wonder why the Italians are so happy? You know, it's the food. Hi, Nick Yeba here, the owner of Teresa's Italian Eatery. I decided to create a place where you feel like part of that big Italian family. Dining over stories, great food, and lots of fine wine. Come to Teresa's Italian Eatery at 149 South Main Street, Route 114 in Middleton. Available for dine-in, takeout, and catering. Teresa's Italian Eatery. Dine like one big Italian family.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Massachusetts Army National Guard. Aired by the Massachusetts Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. For more than 50 years, we've been providing individuals and families on the North Shore and Merrimack Valley with financial advice in a language you can understand. As each of us struggle to find answers in this uncertain environment, we're continuing to communicate with our clients in a variety of ways. Our weekly newsletter, our video town hall, our client teleconferences, and periodic phone calls continue to offer ways to address clients' questions despite remaining physically distant. If you're feeling alone and searching for rational advice during these emotional times, perhaps Friedman Financial can provide the comfort that you need. Give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Friedman Financial, financial advice in a language you can understand.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Money, 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 money.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's Restaurant. Hope you're all doing well. We've got just a few minutes left in today's show and just a few days left until Christmas. So I hope you've got your Christmas shopping done. If not, you can join the crowds. Yes, the crowds. Believe it or not, there are crowds at the mall. I was driving back from, I was in Newton yesterday, driving back past the Burlington Mall, and the traffic on both sides of 128 and the parking lot in the at the Burlington Mall was packed. Last night, I'm over by my office, and I'm looking at the North Shore Mall. It is packed. So those that are looking to get out, who's I tend to think there's a lot of people that tell me, I haven't left my house since March. I think some people aren't telling the truth. I think some people periodically head out. They just don't want anybody to know that they're going out. But they're going out, and they're certainly out and about this past weekend. We are finding ways to get out. It's okay. You wear your mask, you wash your hands, you watch your surroundings. We still have to get on with our life. We have to be careful. We have to be careful, of course. And I would, and I give so much appreciation to the retail establishments, to the restaurants that are out there that are working so hard to just go over and above, to exceed the standards that are necessary to keep us safe. Get out there, do it. I know a lot of you are. Look, the stock market, the economy is, I know people hate when I say that the economy is booming. The economy is booming in sectors. There are certain areas of the economy that are struggling desperately, and they will pick up. And that's kind of what I wanted to lead us into is the final couple minutes here to let you know that our broker-dealer, LPL Financial, has published its 2021 market outlook. It's about 14 or 15 pages long. It's available in a PDF, and I'm happy to share it with you if you'd like it. If you get my newsletter, by the way, if you get the newsletter, it's included in our newsletter. We just attach it in there. But if you aren't a subscriber to our newsletter, just drop me an email, Mark, M-A-R-C, at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Mark, M-A-R-C, at friedmanfinancial.com. Ask me for the outlook, and I'll send it off to you. Or sign up for our newsletter, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page on our website. Put in your name, your email address, and say, send me the market outlook. Happy to do so. Here's a couple things that are in the market outlook for you. Some thoughts that they have in the upcoming year. We continue to believe that the growth side of the stock market will continue to do well. However, we're expecting the value side to pick up. The value side really struggled this year, and we're expecting the value side to really pick up. I also think we're going to see small cap stocks really beginning to outperform. A lot of these new up-and-coming companies are really starting to gain some traction, get some legs. They're being eyed by some of the large-cap companies out there. So small-cap investments likely to do well this year. We continue to believe that tech will lead. Technology companies, some are going to shoot up and then die, absolutely die. So if you're trying to buy individual stocks, my advice, don't do it. Do not buy individual stocks. Be very careful. If you're buying them, buy it in a mutual fund. Buy it in an exchange-traded fund. Buy it so you have diversification and it spreads out. But be careful about buying individual technology stocks. Some will do very well, but others will just destroy you, just like go to zero. The other thing to be careful of, the other thing to look forward to, I think, is emerging markets. We have stayed so far away from international stocks in the past. Well, not us. We've always had them in our portfolio, but many investors have been saying, I'm just going to invest here in the United States. Folks, I think there's plenty of opportunity overseas, both in domestic, developed countries and in emerging markets. Be sure you have positioning there. Don't do it by buying individual stocks. Buy it by purchasing an exchange-traded fund, an index fund, a mutual fund. Do it. You're going to be very well rewarded, I think. As it relates to the inflation, we think inflation will remain in check. We expect inflation to stay around 1%, 1.9% for 2021. We expect the unemployment rate to stick around 6.7%. That's pretty close to full employment, folks. That's 5% is full employment. So I think we're ahead for a great year. So stay invested, be diligent, find a plan. I got to get out of here and turn it over to Scott Whitley. Have a wonderful Christmas. I will see you after the first of the year. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. We'll be right back.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity sub-accounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.